Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a 6-minute walk test on Robert Seay. This goes to the VA on 4/28/22. Mr. Seay performed a 6-minute walk test, period, prior to ambulating. Rumorous saturation was 97%, period. After walking 389 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. New paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Horn. This goes to Dr. Kevin Price. On 4/28/22, Mrs. Horn performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study data 10/12/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on David Bone, B-O-N-N. This goes to Dr. David Schmitz. On 4/28/22, Mr. Bone performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity. Impression minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction or without bronchial reactivity. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert C. Seay. This goes to the VA. On 4/28/22, Mr. Seay performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, with a moderate impairment of FEV1, period. The ratio of FEF25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in airflow, still leaving the patient with a moderate reduction of forced vital capacity, period. New paragraph impression, moderate restrictive lung disease with possible mild reactive airways disease versus improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kevin Small. This goes to Dr. Sheetsky. On 4/28/22, Mr. Small performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator on spirometry on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/28/22, Mr. Patterson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.